Hey, it's Randy Miles. I'm on the phone with Mansa Musa from moneysmartlife.org. Usually at this time, we're talking about getting ready to buy a home, but you can't buy a home if you are not physically well. And today, Mansa, we're going to take a quick turn and talk about this COVID-19 vaccine and how important it is.
Absolutely. Now, listen, let's look back at what we've done here on Take Control Tuesday. You know, it was in the third quarter of 2019. We started talking about preparing for emergencies, laying up food stores, savings, those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
And little did we know, we were coming into a year where having those things would be super important. We also, in March, right before the pandemic got serious, the lockdowns and all of that, we were telling people to get their estate plans in place because there was going to be a lot of death associated with this pandemic and the way it was handled. So today, in line with that, as you said, we're pausing our home ownership series. And I just want to tell people that COVID is coming back with a vengeance.
It really is.
Cases and hospitalizations are up in every state. And even though this surge has just started, here's what we do know, that deaths follow hospitalizations. So if hospitalizations are up, then deaths are going to be up in 2 or 3 weeks.
So that's true.
I just want to encourage people to get vaccinated.
Yeah.
And listen, let me put it this way. I got vaccinated. I'm a Bible-believing Christian.
Me too.
Whether I'm vaccinated or not doesn't change God's word. Nothing man will do will change that.
That's right.
So getting vaccinated doesn't invalidate it. Who do you think you are that your actions invalidate the word of God? He was crucified, buried, and rose on the third day and redeemed the man. That's the truth, whether you're vaccinated or not.
Amen.
Get vaccinated. Now, here's the other thing, Randy. In my life, whenever I'm talking with someone and their conversation starts with what happened was, I know there's some stuff coming.
Right.
And listen, I do not want to be at a loved one or lose a listener at a funeral because they didn't get vaccinated, and we talked about what happened was.
Right.
Life is hard enough without self-inflicted wounds.
Yeah.
And when you die, you affect a lot of people other than yourself. You don't have no more worries, but there's a group of people that do that your death will impact. Get vaccinated. Stop being selfish. Stop being against the science. 99%+ of the people dying now are unvaccinated. That tells you the vaccine works.
Yeah.
And there are millions of people vaccinated.
Yeah.
So the proof is there.
Yep.
End of discussion on that. And I'm passionate about this because all of these deaths are unnecessary.
Yep.
And as you said, as we started off, if your health ain't right, your money ain't right.
Yep. Get vaccinated and stop worrying everybody else about why you don't want to do it. Just get it done.
Do that. Right. You affected me.
Right.
And everybody else. Right. Get vaccinated so we can all stop worrying and put this pandemic and this disease behind us. And you don't have to die if you get it.
Amen. Well, thank you so much. And Mansa, you can find all of your information about our ongoing series on moneysmartlife.org and any of our archives as well at TakeControlTuesday.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you.